Shani, the pasuk continues. Vatechachesh Sarah Lamar, and Sarah denied, saying, Loitzochakti, I did not laugh. Ki, because Yoreah, she was afraid. Vayomer, and Avram said, Loi, it is not like you are saying. Ki, rather, tzachakt, you did laugh. In this pasuk we find the word ki is used in two different ways. Ki, Yoreah, because she was afraid. Ki, rather, tzachakt, you laughed. Because the word ki functions with four meanings: if, perhaps, rather, and because. E dilma elo and deha. And in this pasuk, it is being used as ki oreha deha, because she was afraid. Vayer meloi ki tzachokt elo tzachokt, rather, you laughed. And one has to understand exactly what is going on in this pasuk. What is the shakla vataria, the back and forth between Sarah and Avram? Sarah saying, I did not laugh, and Avram saying, rather, you did laugh. Vayakumu misham ha'anoshim, and the men arose from there. Vayashkifu al pnei Sodom, and they gazed negatively upon Sodom. The lashon vahashkafa vayashkifu is always with a negative look. Vavram hoylech imam l'shalachem, and Avram was going with them to send them off to escort them, even after the Malach healed Avram. And even after he was mevaser esara that he would have a child, she would have a child, Avram still thought that these were regular people and not malachim, and therefore he escorted them. Vashem Omar, and Hashem said, Hamechase ani me Avram asher ani oiseh, will I conceal and cover from Avram what I am doing to Sodom? I promised Avram that I am giving him the land of Canaan. And these five cities, Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvoim, and Tzoyar, are part of the land of Canaan. I am about to destroy these cities, and I will not tell the one who owns these cities, Avram. Also, I told Avram that he will be Av Hamoin Goyim, the father of many nations. And now I am about to kill the people of Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvoim, and Tzoyar. Will I kill the children and not tell the father? Therefore, I must tell Avram what I am doing to Sodom. And the pasuk says, why do I want to tell him? Because Avram is so beloved to me. He is so beloved to me that I promised him to become a great and strong nation. And they will mention him all the nations of the world. According to this pshat, it's not a new bracha, but rather the pasuk is saying that Avram is so beloved to me that I have already given him these brachas. How can I not tell him what I am doing to Sodom? Rashi brings down a second shot. Zecher Tzadik. Once we mention a Tzadik, Livrocha, we give him a Brocha. And since in Pasuk Yizayin, Avram's name is mentioned, therefore the Pasuk is giving him a Brocha. V'Avram ha'yiyah l'goy gadol v'otzum v'nivr chuvay kol goy ha'aretz. The Brocha is that Avram will be a great nation and a strong nation. And he will be blessed by all the nations of the world. Although this bracha was already mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Escha L'Goy Gadol, and V'nivruchu V'cha Kol Mishpreis Ha'adama, it could be that the difference between these brachas and the earlier brachas is by the earlier brachas it just says V'Escha L'Goy Gadol. Over here, the Otzum is added on. And also over there it says V'nivruchu V'cha Kol Mishpreis Ha'adama, and over here it says Kol Goye Ha'aretz. I am not sure what exactly the differences are, but we do see that it is not exactly the same bracha that was given in Parshas Lech Lecha. Ki yadativ, because I cherished him. Why do I cherish Avram? Leman, because asher yitzaves bonoves beis achrov. He will always command his sons and his household after him. V'shamu derech Hashem, to watch the way of Hashem. La'asay tzedakah u'mishpat, to do tzedakah and mishpat. L'man hovi Hashem al Avram, in order that Hashem will bring upon Avram eis asher diber olav, everything he spoke about him. All the promises that Hashem promised to give to Avram, he will keep if Avram's children will go in the way of Hashem. The pasuk seems to be mashma that Avram told his children to keep the Torah only in order that Hashem will keep his promises and give all the brachas that he promised. L'man hovi Hashem al Avram eis asher diber olav. Doesn't that sound like one who is keeping the mitzvahs in order to receive reward? The Mishnah says, Al tiu ka'avodim ha'mashamshim es harav al-manath l'kabel pras. Do not be like the servants that worship and serve their masters in order to receive reward. So why does the Pasuk say that Avram told his children to keep the mitzvahs in order to receive reward? The Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Halacha Hey, says that when a person commands his family to do the mitzvahs, he should start off telling them to do it in order to receive reward. Because mitoich sheloi lishma bo lishma. So maybe that's shot over here also. Avram started out telling his children to keep the mitzvahs for the reward, but it ended up being sheloi almanas lekabel pras. Rashi points out that the Pasuk does not say Leman Hovi Hashem al Beis Avram, in order that Hashem will bring on Avram's household, on his descendants, everything that he promised. But rather it says Leman Hovi Hashem al Avram, in order that Hashem will actually bring upon Avram all these brachos. And that is because there is a member that says Kol HaMaimid Ben Tzadik Ki Ilu Ein Emes. If somebody raises a child who is a tzaddik, it's as if the father never dies. And that's why the Pasuk is saying that Hashem will bring these brachos and these promises on Avram. Because since Avram raised Yitzchak, who is a tzaddik, it was as if Avram never died. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, he did what he said he was going to do, not to conceal from Avram what he was doing to Sodom. And therefore Hashem said to Avram, Zaka Sodom v'Amora ki rabo, the screams of Sodom and Amora have already become great. V'chatosom, and their sins, ki chavda ma'oid, have already become very heavy. Erdena v'ere, let me descend now and see. Like the Pasuk says earlier also in Parshas Snoyach by the Dor HaPlaga, where it says over there, Vayered Hashem Lirois, Hashem came down to see the Migdol that the Bnei Ha'odom built, the people of the Dor HaPlaga. And just like over there, Hashem descended because he wanted to teach the Dayanim that in order to convict somebody, one must see clearly the case. Over here also, Erdena Ve'ere, Hashem actually went down and descended to teach Dayanim that one cannot convict and give a verdict by dinei nefashos until he actually sees the case. Erdena ve'era, I will descend now and see. Hakitzak asa, if like her scream referring to the scream of the Medina, of the country, if like the scream of the country, haboi lai, that came to me, asu, they did, and they remain in their rebellion, and they're continuing doing these averis, kala, then I will destroy these cities. V'imloi, but if they are not continuing in their rebellious actions, eda, I will know how to punish them. According to the first pshat of Rashi, hakitza'akosa is referring to the scream of the Medina, of the country. Rashi brings down a second pshat, hakitza'akosa, like her scream, referring to a scream of a girl who gave food to an ani, to a poor person, and they killed her with a misa mishuna, a grisly death. They took off her clothing and smeared honey all over her body, and the bees bit her until she died. Hakitza akosa, if like the scream of this girl, habo elai, that came to me, also they did, and they are continuing in such actions, kala, I will destroy them. V'imloi, and if they are not continuing to do such actions, eda, I will know how to punish them. Vayifnu misham ho'anoshim, and the men turned from there, from the place where Avram escorted them to. Vayelchu Sodoma, and they headed to Sodom. Ve'Avram oidenu oimed lefnei Hashem, and Avram was still standing before Hashem. Although the proper way to write this pasuk would have been that Hashem was still standing before Avram, because it was Hashem who came to Avram, not Avram who came to Hashem. But this is a tikkun seferim, which means that just like writers and authors change certain things in their writing in order that it should be more respectful, so too the Pasuk writes it in a respectful way. The Pasuk could have written that Hashem was still standing before Avram, but that would not have been respectful for Hashem. Therefore the Pasuk changes it and says that Avram was standing before Hashem. Vayigash Avram vayomar, and Avram came forward and he says, Ha'af tispet tzaddik im rasha, will you also destroy the tzaddik together with the rasha? At least save the tzaddikim. And Rashi explains that the lashon vayigash is used in three different ways. We find vayigash when somebody comes forward for war. Vayigash, he comes forward to pacify. and Vayigash coming forward for tefillah. And for all three things, Avram came forward over here to speak strongly to Hashem, to pacify Hashem, and also to daven to Hashem. And he said, will you also destroy the tzaddik in Russia? And Rashi brings down a second shot. Ha'af means, will your anger cause you to destroy the tzaddik together with the Russia? Ulai, if yesh chamishim tzaddikim b'seichoir, if there are 50 tzaddikim in the city, as Rashi explains, 10 tzaddikim for each of the 5 cities, 10 in each city. Ha'af tispeh, will you also destroy v'loisisa la'mokim and not forgive the place? L'man chamishim ha'tzaddikim asher bekirba, because of the 50 tzaddikim that are inside of her. Avram was asking Hashem that if there are 10 tzaddikim in each one of these 5 cities, Hashem should save all 5 cities. Let the tzaddikim save the Rishoyim. Cholila lecha, it is chulin for you. It is an unholy act for you. Me'asois kadover hazeh, to do this or something like this. Lahamit tzaddik im Rasha, to kill a tzaddik together with the Rasha. V'hoyo kat tzaddik ha-Rasha, and the tzaddik and the Rasha should be equal. Now the pasuk is going back and saying that at least you should save the tzaddikim. If you don't want the tzaddikim to save the Rishoyim, at least save the tzaddikim. Because a tzaddik and a Rasha should not be equal. Chalilallah, it is chulin for you in Olam Haba to make the tzaddik and the Rasha equal. Hashofet kol ha'aretz layasa mishpat, the one who judges the whole world should not do a truthful judgment. We see an interesting back and forth in the psukim over here. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, and Chaf Hei. In Chaf Gimel, Avram asks that Hashem should at least save the tzaddikim. In Chaf Dalet, he says, let the tzaddikim even save the Rishoyim. And then in Chaf Hei, he goes back that at least save the tzaddikim. And the Divrei David, the Taz, in his Pirush on Rashi explains that in the beginning, Avram was asking for Shuas Hadin, for exact judgment. And Shuas Hadin says that at least the tzaddikim should live. In Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Avram was coming with a tefillah. His tefillah was that the tzaddikim should also save the Rishoyim. And then, in Pasuk Chaf Hei, he says that if Hashem does not want to listen to my tefillah, at least go back to what Shuras Hadin says, that the tzaddikim should live. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, Im emso b'sedoim, if I will find in Sedoim. Now, when the Pasuk mentions Sedoim over here, it does not mean Sedoim, but it means in all 5 cities. It just calls the 5 cities Sedoim, since Sedoim was the main city. It was the metropolis. So, im emso b'sedoim, if I will find in Sedoim and in all the cities, chamishim tzaddikim b'seichoir, 50 tzaddikim in all 5 cities, v'nosasi l'chol hamokim b'avurom, I will save the whole place because of them. Vayan Avram vayoma, and Avram answered and said, Hine no hoy alti lodaber el Hashem, I have just begun to speak to Hashem, ve'onoichi, and I should have been ofar v'efer, dust through the kings, efer, ashes through the fire that Nimrod threw me into, and it was only because of your rachmanis that I was saved. Avram said, Va'onoichi ofar v'efer, which seems to be out of chronological order, because Avram was first almost Afer through Nimrod, and then he was almost Afar through the Malachim. The story of Nimrod came first, so one has to wonder why Avram said Afar first and then Afer. Ula yachsrun chamishim hatzadikim chamisha. If the 50 are missing 5, there will only be 95, 9 in each city. Hasashchis b'chamisha es kolayir, will you destroy all the cities because we are missing 5? Vayomer, and Hashem said, Lo ashchis im emso shom arboim v'chamisho, I will not destroy the cities if I find 9 in each city for a total of 45. And when Avram asked that 45 should save all the cities, it was because 9 in each city, plus with the tziruf of Hashem, adding Hashem to be number 10 in each city, would total 10 in each city. And the pasuk continues, Vayosef oid ladaber elo vayomar. And Avram continued to speak and said, Ulai yumatzu shom arboim, maybe you will find over there 40. Vayomar lo eseh bavur ha'arboim, I will not do it if I find 40. Here Avram was only asking that 4 cities should be saved. 10 people in 4 cities. Vayomar, and Avram said, Al no yichar la shem va'adabera. Hashem should not be angry at me when I speak. Ula imotzen sham shloshim. Maybe he will find 10 in 3 cities for a total of 30, and he should save 3 cities. Vayomer lo esem emsa sham shloshim. I will not do it. If I find 30, I will save 3 cities. Vayomer, and he said, Hine noho alti ladaber al Hashem. I have desired to speak to Hashem. Ula imotzen sham esrim. If it is found over there 20, will Hashem save 2 cities? 10 in each city. I will not destroy if I find 20, I will save 2 cities. And Avram said, do not be angry, I will speak one more time. If it will be found there 10, will Hashem save 1 city? I will not destroy the city for the 10 people that are found in it. And Rashi explains that he did not ask for 8 because he knew that 8 cannot save a city. We find that there were 8 by Noach in the Teva. Noach and his 3 sons and his wife and their wives equals 8. And they were not able to save anybody. So Avram saw that 8 people did not have the power to save, and he did not ask for 8. For 9, he did not have to ask, because he knew that if Hashem finds 9, he will save them. Because Avram saw the concept that Hashem would be mitzdarif to the 9 and be the 10th. Because Hashem said that if he finds 45, 9 in each city, for 5 cities, he would be the 10th and save all 5 cities. So Avram knew that Hashem would be mitzdarif to be the 10th on 1 city too, and he did not have to ask for 9. Vayelech Hashem kasher kila ledaber el Avram. And Hashem left when he finished speaking to Avram. Once the defense was quiet, which is Avram, the dayan, the judge, which is Hashem, left. Vavram shavlim kaimoy. And Avram went back to his place. Once the judge left, the defense left. And once the judge and the defense left, then the prosecution goes to prosecute. And that's why the pasuk says right afterwards, Vayavayu shnei ha-malochim sedoim bo-erev. And the 2 malochim went to Sedoim at night. They were the prosecution. One went to destroy Sedoim, and the second one went to save Lot. The third one, who came to be Mavasar Esara, finished his shlichus in the house of Avram and left and did not have to go to the city of Sedoim. Zot Rashi pasuk tesvot. The first word ki is used in the language of because. It is giving a reason. Ledover for the thing. And Sarah denied that she laughed. Because she was afraid. And the second one is being used in a language of rather. And Avram said, it is not like your words. Who? Ela tzachot, rather you did laugh. She'amu Rabbi Seinu, because our Rabbonim say, ki, the word ki, mishamesh ba'arba l'shoynes, functions with 4 meanings. E, if, dilma, perhaps, ela, rather, deha, and because. Vayashkifu al p'nei Sedoim, and the Malachim gazed in a negative way on Sedoim. Kol hashkofa shebemikro l'ra. Every time we find a Lashon Hashkafa, it is always negative. Chutz, except for one place. The Pasuk says, Hashkifa mima'oin kachacha. Hashem should look down from your holy abode and bench Klal Yisrael. Why over there is the Lashon Hashkifa a good Lashon? Shegadol koyach matnas aniyim. Because so great is the power of giving tzedakah, matnas aniyim, shehoifech midas harogez l'rachamim, that it is able to change the midah of anger, which is usually hashkafa, l'rachamim, to mercy. And since the pasuk over there of hashkifa mim'ayin kachacha is talking about a person that is saying that I gave all my maisros, and included in his maisros is maiser ani, so we see that through the power of giving tzedakah, giving maiser ani, one can change the midas haroiges, which is hashkifa, to a midas harachamim. Even in the lashon hashkafa, it can be for good. We find a similar idea earlier in Parshas Noach, where the pasuk says, "Vayizkor Elokim es Noach, Midas Hadin remembered Noach." Why does it say a lashon of Elokim? And Rashi over there says, because through tefilas on shel tzadikim, one can change the midat hadin to midat harachamim. A similar idea to the pasuk over here. L'shalchom, Avram went with them. L'shalchom l'lavoisam, to escort them. Kesavar archem hayim, he thought that they were guests, even though they healed him, and even though they were mevaser esara, he still thought that they were guests. Hamechase ani b'tmiya, it's a question. Will I conceal from Avram what I am doing? Sistoim asher ani oisa b'sistoim. La yafali lases davazet. It is unbecoming of me to do such a thing. Shelo midaita, without his knowledge. Ani nosati lo yetzaharet hazois. I gave him this land, Eretz Yisrael. V'chamisha krachen halolu sheloihen. And these five cities are his. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Givul haKnani. The borders of Kanani are mitzidon boyachas stein v'amora. So these five cities, stein v'amora, and all these cities are included in his land. So if I am destroying his land, I have to tell him. Karasi, I say Abraham. I called his name Abraham, which means Av Hamoinkoyim, a father over many nations. And now I am about to destroy the children, and I will not inform La'av to the father, Shehu Oyhavai, which is my beloved one. Vavram Hoyayiya. Why is the pasuk giving a bracha to Avram? So Rashi, Medrash Agoda, Zecher Tzadik Lavracha. We mention the tzadik and we give him a bracha. Hoyel v'hizkiroi berachoi. Once we mention Avram's name, we give him a bracha. And the Gur Aryeh, the Maral, asks that this is not the first time that we mention Avram's name. So why are we saying this bracha over here as opposed to the psukim earlier in Parshas Noach and Lech Lecha when Avram was mentioned? And the answer is that all the other times the pasuk is speaking to Avram. So that is not considered Avram's name mentioned. But over here, nobody is speaking to Avram. The pasuk is just saying, Hashem is thinking, Hamachasani ma'Avram, will I conceal from Avram what I am doing? So since nobody is speaking to Avram and Avram's name is just being mentioned here, Hayel v'skiroi, once we mention it, we give it a bracha. So Rashi ki yedatev, because Avram is my cherished one, I cherish him. Lashon chiba, it is a lashon of love. K'may moida le'isha, a friend of her husband. Halei boyaz moidatonu, boyaz is our friend. Ve'edo acho v'shem, and I will make you known with a shame. Omnam, ikir lashon kulam, eino el lashon yediya. Still, the main language of yedativ is still a lashon of knowing. Even though we are teaching it that Avram is my cherished one, I cherish him, but it comes from a lashon of knowing. Shehamechave v'sa'odom, one who loves somebody, mikarvoi etzloi, he brings him close to him, v'yoida'oi umakiroi, and he gets to know him and he recognizes him. V'lama yedativ, why do I cherish Avram? L'man, because asher yitzaveh, he will always command. L'fishu mitzavez borov, because he always commands his children alai. For me, lishmar d'rochai, to always watch my ways. V'im tifashu kitagumoi, but if you want to explain the pasuk ki yedatev, like Targum, how does Targum explain it? Yodeya ani b'yishi yitzaveh es bono. He teaches it. I know that Avram will command his children. That's the way he teaches the pasuk. Ki yedatev, because I know Avram, that he will command his children. Ein laman noifel avaloshen. Then the word laman does not fit into the pasuk. Bishlama, if you learn yedativ, means ki yedativ, I cherish him. So now, laman means, why do I cherish him? Laman, because asher yitzaves bonov, he will always command his children. But if you learn like Targum that ki yedativ means because I know, it should go right away to the word asher. Ki yedativ asher yitzaves bonov, because I know that he will command his children. Laman does not fit in according to Targum. Yitzave, lashon hayve, it means he will always command his children. Kemay kachal ye asa Iyov, so Iyov always did. Laman havi, in order that he will bring on Avram all that he spoke about him. Kachu mitzav lebonov, this is what Avram commands his children. Shimru derech Hashem, watch the way of Hashem. Kedei shiyavi Hashem al Avram, in order that Hashem should bring on Avram everything that he commanded. Al beit Avram lo nemar, on the house of Avram it does not say. Elo al Avram, on Avram himself. Lamadnu, this teaches us. Kol ha-maimid ben tzadik, one who raises a son who is a tzadik, ki ilu enoimeis, it's as if this person never died. That's why the pasuk says that Hashem will bring on Avram himself all these brachas, because Avram will never die. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, she'oso kasher omar, he did like he said, shelo yichasim imenu, that he would not conceal the destruction of Sodom from Avram. And he said, The screams of Sodom and Amorah ki Rabbah have already become great. Kol Rabbah shebemikra. Whenever we find the word Rabbah in the pasuk, hatam lamata, the accent is usually on the last syllable, milra, Rabbah. The bays on the bays. Lefi shehein meturgamin, because these words mean gedoyla. It is great or becoming great. Avozet taima lamalo. But this pasuk, the stress and the accent is on the first syllable, beresh on the resh. Lefi shemeturgman gadla kvar, because it means it has already become great in the past. Kemoshi pirashti, just like I explained in Parshas Lech Lecha, vayehi hashemesh ba'o, and it was when the sun set. The accent is on the bays, mil el, and it means past. The sun had already set. And also, hine shava yivimtech. Behold, your sister-in-law has already returned, mil el, the accent on the shin. So too over here, the accent is on the resh, and the screams of Sodom va'amora ki rabo have already become great. Erdana, I will descend now. Lime ledayonim. This teaches us that judges, shelai pasku dine nefashos, they should not paskin and give a verdict on capital punishment, elo bere'ia, only through seeing it. Hakol kamo shepirashti b'parshas haflaga. Everything is the way I have already explained it in the parsha of the haflaga. The truth is, we have to understand why it is necessary at all to say the pasuk over here of erdana ve'ere by the parsha of Sodom. Once we have the pasuk by the Dor HaFlaga, it seems to include all cases, because over there the pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem Lirois," and Rashi says, "Ba Lilmoid LaDayonim Shelo Yashiu HaNidoin Ashiyiru VYavinu." It is coming to teach us that Dayonim should not convict a defendant until they see and understand. Rashi does not mention over there anything about Dine Nefashos. It is an all-inclusive statement. Any time, by any defendant, one should not convict him until they see and understand. So why is it necessary over here for Rashi to tell us, or for the Pasuk to tell us, that by Dine Nefashos one has to see it? If we know already, even by lesser cases, cases that are not Dine Nefashos, one has to understand and look into the case. Allah has kama v'kama Dine Nefashos. So why is the Pasuk in Parshas Vayera necessary? Davar Acher, Rashi says another pshat, Erdana l'soif maseyam. I will go down to see the end of their deeds if they will do tshuva. According to Rashi's first pshat, Erdana means I will descend, and it's teaching Dayanim that they must look into a case. According to Rashi's second pshat, Erdana means I will go down to the bottom, all the way to the end of their maisim, to see if they will do tshuva. So Rashi, habo ilai osu, that was done. Also, they are continuing to do. V'chein oimdim emerdam, they are standing and continuing in their rebellion. Then kala ani oisa behem, I will do a destruction in them. V'im lo yamdu bemerdam, but if they do not continue in their rebellious acts, edo, I will know mo'ese li pora mehem, how I should punish them, be surim with afflictions. V'loi achala oisam, and I will not destroy them. U'kiyoyze b'masinu b'makam acher. And so we find in another place in Parshas Kisisa, V'yata harid edrichom e'elecho, and I am telling you now to remove your crowns from upon you. V'edo, and I will know how to punish you. Mo'eseloch, I will know what I will do to you, how I should punish you. U'lefikach, and therefore yesh hefsik nukudas psik. There is a line bein asu, between the word asu and lekala, and the word kala. Kidei lahafru teva mechaverta, in order to separate one word, the word asu, mechaverta, from the next word kala. Because the pasuk is saying, if like the scream of this country that came to me, asu, they are continuing to do, then kala, I will destroy them. So there is a stop and a psik between asu and kala. For avesenu darshu, and our rabbonim say, hakitza akoso. What does that mean? Tzakas riva achas, the scream of one girl, shehargu misa mishuna, that they killed her with a grisly death, al she nitna mozoin la'ani, because she gave food to a poor person. Kimafurish bechelek, like it is explained in Perik Chelek in Sanhedrin. Vayifnu misham, and the malachim turned from there, mimakam shavram levam sham, from the place that Avram escorted them to. Vavram aydenu oymed lefnei Hashem, but Avram was still standing before Hashem. Valoy loy holach lamed lefanov, he did not go to stand before Hashem. Ela Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba etzloi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to him, va'omar loy, and said, Zakas Sodom va'amora ki rabo, the screams of Sodom and Amora have become very great. And the pasuk should have written Vashem Oydenu Oymed Lefnei Avram, that Hashem is standing before Avram. Now the tikkun seifrim who's there, it is a tikkun, a correction of the Torah, that the Torah is writing it in a more respectful way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pasuk Vayigash Avram, Rashi says Matzinu Hagash LeMelchama, we find one who comes forward for war, Vayigash Yoav, and Yoav came forward to fight a war. Hagash LePius, we find coming forward to pacify, like the pasuk says Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and Yehuda came forward. Some Mefarshim, like the Maskil of David, do not like this pasuk as a raya for Pius, because if you look at the pasuk, it says Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and Rashi says that he spoke harshly to Yosef. So we cannot say that that Vayigash was Pius. Rather, the Maskil of David brings a different pasuk in Yehoshua that we find that Vayigash is for Pius. The Hagosha L'Tfila, and we also find coming forward for Tfila. Vayigash Eliyahu Hanavi, and Eliyahu Hanavi came forward to David. Ulchol Eila Nichnas Avram. And Avram came forward for all three of these. Ledaber Koshois, he spoke harshly. Ulipius, and to pacify. Ulitfila, and to David. Ha'af Tisper, Sokrashi Hagam Tisper, will you also destroy the Tzaddik and the Rasha? Ulitagam Shal Okalis, Shetirgum Uloshim Reges, who explains it to mean a language of anger? Kach Pirushoi. Ha'af, will your anger, Yasi Acho, persuade you, Shetisper Tzaddik in Rasha, that you will destroy a Tzaddik with Rasha? Ulai, Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim, if there are 50 Tzadikim, Asara Tzadikim L'chol Krach V'kach, which means 10 Tzadikim for each and every city, Kihei Mekoymes Yesh, there were 5 cities, so 5 times 10 is 50. Chalila L'chol, it is Chulin for you. So Rashi explains the connection to the pasuk before. Ve'im Toymar, if you want to say Lo Yatzilu HaTzadikim Es HaRishoyim, the Tzadikim cannot save the Rishoyim, like I am asking in Pasuk of Dalet, Lama Thomas HaTzadikim, at least let the Tzadikim live. Chalila Lecha, Chulin Ulach, it is Chulin for you. Yoimru, the Goyim will say Kach Hu Umnasai, this is his craft. Shoytef HaKoyel, he washes away everything. Tzadikim u'Rishoyim, Tzadikim together with Rishoyim. Kach Asisa l'dor ha'mavol, so you did to the Dor ha'mavol, u'l'dor ha'floga, and to the Dor ha'floga. Mizrahi asks, how will the Goyim be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills Tzadik and Rasha by the Dor ha'mavol? By the Dor ha'mavol, we see that he saved 8 people, Noach, his wife, and the 3 children, and their wives. So how can the Rishoyim say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills Tzadikim and Rishoyim by the Dor ha'mavol? Elamai, even though Hashem saved 8 people, the Goyim will say that there were more Tzadikim to be saved, and Hashem did not save them. So what will Hashem gain by saving the Tzadikim in Sodom? No matter how many Tzadikim he saves, the Goyim will say that there were more Tzadikim. Just like by the Mavol, when Hashem saved Noach and his family, the Rishoyim were saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed Tzadik in Russia. So too will they say, even after Hashem will save the Tzadikim of Sodom, that Hashem is killing Tzadik in Russia, because they will say there are other Tzadikim. That is the Mizrahi's Kasha on Rashi. So Rashi Kadover Hazeh, Lehu v'leki yotzeboi, not this and not something similar to this. Do not treat a Tzadik and a Rasha equally, not by things that are concerning death, and not by things that are concerning affliction and Yisurim. Chalila l'cha, it is chulin for you, it says it a second time, la'olam haba, it is chulin in olam haba that you should treat a Tzadik and a Rasha the same way. Hashoyfei kol ha'oretz, nokud chatav pasach, the nakuda under the hay is a chatav pasach. Nokuv chatav pasach, hay shel hashoyfet. Lashon tmiyah, it is a language of a question. V'chimishu shoyfet, the one who is a judge, lo yasa mishpat emes, he should not do a truthful justice. Zokrashi imensa b'stoim, if I find 50, I will forgive and save l'chol ha'mokim. L'chol ha'krachim, all the cities. L'fisha stoim hoysa metropolin, since Sodom was the metropolis of all 5, v'chashuva mikulam, and the most important of all 5, Tolav v'hakosav. The pasuk only mentions Sodom, but really the pasuk means that if I find 10 in each city, I will save all 5 cities. And the pasuk continues, Avram said, v'anochi ofo v'efer, I am dust and ashes. V'kfar ha'yisi roi, I was fit Leah's offer to be dust ayide hamalochim through the kings, the afer, and I should have been ashes ayide nimroid through nimroid. Lule rachamecha asher omduli, were it not for your mercy that stood up for me. Hasashchis bachamisha. What about if there's only 45, 9 in each city? V'aloi hein tes b'chol krach, it's 9 for each city. V'ato tzadikah shel olam tistarif imohem. You, who is the tzadik of the world, will include yourself with the 9 and be the 10th in each one of the cities. And Hashem said, I will not destroy 45. And the pasuk continues, im ula yimotzen shom arboim. Let's say there are only 40, 10 in 4 cities. V'yimotu dalat krachim. And you shall save 4 cities. V'chein lamed yatzilu gimel mehem. Oichof yatzilu beiz mehem. 20 will save 2 cities. Ayun, or 10 yatzilu achas mehem, will save 1 city. Ha'alti, rotzisi. It means, I desire to speak to Hashem. K'moy v'yoyel Moshe, just like the pasuk says, v'yoyel Moshe. Now we saw earlier, in Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says also over there, Hoyalti. Over there, the pshat is, Hoyalti, I begun to speak to Hashem. Over here, it is a different meaning. It means, I desired, like the Lashon of Vayoel Moshe. Ula yimotzen shom asara. If you find only 10, al pochis loy bikesh, on less than 10, Avram did not ask. Omar, he said, Dor ha-mabel hayoches. The Dor ha-mabel had 8 people. Noyach uvanav unashehem. Noyach, his sons, and their wives. V'loi hitzilu al doram, and they were not capable of saving their generation. Chorat shver, what the raya from Noyach is that 8 people cannot save a city. Because the truth is that Noyach's 8 were not really a solid 8. Noyach's 8 were not 8 people that were zeichet to be saved in their own merit. They did not have enough schusim on their own to be saved. They were really saved because of the schus of Noyach. But let's say if you have 8 solid tzaddikim, maybe 8 solid tzaddikim could save the city. So what is the raya that Rashi is bringing? That Avram did not want to ask for 8 because Noyach had 8 and Noyach was not able to save the world with 8 people. Noyach's 8 were not as good as 8 tzaddikim. Maybe 8 tzaddikim would be able to save their generation. So Rashi weiter, Valtes ayidei tziruv kfar bikesh v'lemotzo. And 9, through tziruv, he already asked, and it was not found. Rashi means to say that Avram did not have to ask for 9, because once he asked already for 45, and in 45 includes that Hashem would be mitzarif to each city, to be the 10th one. So we see that Hashem agreed to be the 10th one in each city. So here also, in one city, Hashem would agree to be the 10th one if there are only 9. L'chara, we can ask, based on this Rashi, that if Avram did not have to ask for 9, because that is equivalent to 45, why did Avram have to ask for 40, 30, 20, and 10? Once he asked for 50, which means 10 in each city, so once he knew that Hashem would save a city for 10, why did he have to ask for 40, 30, 20, and 10 to save 4 cities, 3 cities, 2 cities, and 1 city? Just like he did not have to ask for 9, because he already asked for 45 and was granted it, so he does not have to ask for 40, 30, 20, and 10 once he asked for 50. Elamai, you'll say, that Einoi Doimem Meruvim Ha'oisim Es HaTorah. If you have many who do the Torah, it is greater. So if you have 50 tzaddikim, 10 in each city, Hashem will save 5 cities. But that is no raya that Hashem would save 4 cities with 40 tzaddikim. Because Lamaisa, in total, you only have 40 tzaddikim. And 50 tzaddikim are greater than 40 tzaddikim. Maybe when you have 50 tzaddikim, he'll save 5 cities. But for 40 tzaddikim, he would not save 4 cities. But if that's the case, the same thing would hold true by 45 and 9. If 45, we see that Hashem is mitzarif, maybe that's only when there's 45, but maybe he would not be mitzarif when you only have 9 to be mitzarif and to make it 10. And this kasha is asked by the Ramban on Rashi, Ayin Shom, how he learns differently than Rashi in the Psukim. Zot Rashi vayelech Hashem, and Hashem left, kivin shenestase kaseneger. Once the defense of Rome was quiet, halach lehadayin, the judge Hashem left. Once the judge left, the defense Avram left. And then the prosecution goes to prosecute. Well, the Fichach, that's why the Pasuk says right afterwards, and the two Malachim went to Sodom to destroy. One Malach was to destroy Sodom, and one Malach was to save Lot. For who Oisei Shebol Rapha is Avram? The one who is saving Lot is the same Malach that went to heal Avram. Vashlishi Shebol Levaser Asarah. And the third Malach that came to inform Sarah that she would have a child, Kivon Sheoso Shlichusai, once he did his mission, Nistalak Loi he left. It was not necessary for him to go to Sodom. Ayin Sifsei Chachamim Ois Nun and other Mefarshim who discuss that by the tefillah of Avram to save the city of Sodom and the other four cities, why does Hashem sometimes say Le Ashchis and sometimes Le Eser? If you look at Pasuk Chavches, when there were only 45, Hashem says Le Ashchis im Emshasho Arboim V'chamisho. But then by 40, He says Le Eser Bafur Har Arboim, Le Eser im Emshasho Shloshim, and then goes back by 20 to say Le Ashchis Bafur Ho Esrim. I am a Mefarshim that discussed this Diyuk.